speak to you today, walking in the light.
今天我要给大家讲的是在光明中行。
13 years ago, Jerry Lin was trying to figure out where he would put a hole in the wall for his wire TV.
13年前Jerry 这个人他想要讲一直想搞清楚他在哪里在他墙上装这个安装电视的这个线。
And so he went up to the second floor of his house and he lowered a small digital alarm clock on a string through the air vent.
所以他跑到他的二楼原来装闹钟的一个地方找那些线。
And he thought he would listen to the alarm which he set to go off in about 10 minutes and then he would know where to put the hole downstairs.
他以为他通过听这个闹钟的声音他就可以知道他在哪里安装这个线。
But then the string broke and the clock fell.
然后这个线断了然后闹钟那个钟掉下来了。
Jerry was still able to use it though.
但是Jerry 还是能够继续使用这个线。
When the alarm went off, he could hear it, and he knew exactly where to poke that hole in the wall.
所以当虽然这个钟这个线断了，但是他还是能听到这个闹钟一直在响。
But the problem is, the alarm kept going off every night at the same time for 13 years.
但是这个钟呢，它依然在固定的时间，在那个一个同一个时间响了13年。
Jerry kept figuring out that the batteries in the alarm would eventually die.
Jerry 其实是知道那个在这个钟里面那个电池其实是已经没电了。
But every night at 7:50, he and his wife would endure a minute of beep, 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 and he heard that in every room on the first floor of the house.
但是每晚7:50左右的时候，他跟他的太太在还有孩子们在一楼总是能听到这个钟发出哔哔哔的声音。
It got so that they hardly even noticed it.
不能说他们根本没有注意到这一点。
And when guests came over, it was a conversation piece to tell them the story behind it.
当有人来他们家做客的时候，这个成为这个话题成为一个谈资。
Well, finally, 2 years ago, after 13 years of hearing this beeping every night, it became too much to bear.
那两年前，大概就是这个钟响了13年之后，他们已经忍受不了这个声音了。
So Jerry finally opened up the wall and removed the clock.
所以他把那个墙再次打开，把那个钟给挪去了。
But he didn't throw it away.
但是他没有把这个钟扔了。
Instead, he put it on a shelf, and it was still set for 7:50 every night.
但是他把这个钟放在一个架子上，然后时间还是同样设置在7:50。
Now, I suppose that's one way of dealing with a mistake.
所以这可能是大家惯常用的一个方式去面对怎么处理一个错误。
You just bury it and hope no one notices it.
你只是想要去就忍着，然后希望没有人会注意到它。
Or you let it become a conversation piece when somebody does notice it.
或者当有人注意到的时候，你就让它成为一个交流谈话的一个谈资。
It's no big deal, we think.
我们以为这个没什么大不了的。
But after a while, it is a big deal.
但是过了一段时间，这个其实是会造成更大的后果的。
So what do you do when you make a mistake?
所以当遇到以下情形的时候你会做什么比如说你犯了一个错。
What do you do when you fail?
你失败了。
What do you do when you sin?
你犯罪了。
What do you do when you've done something shameful?
你做了什么让你觉得羞耻的事。
How do you keep it from becoming unbearable in your life?
那你将采用什么样的措施避免让其成为你生命无法承受之重呢？
Well, remember I told you we're going to be studying the book of 1 John, that little book in the Bible, and we're going to go back to it this afternoon. And I want you to see in the closing verses of chapter 1, some verses there, and the beginning verses of chapter 2.
So, 我们今天一起来看看我们刚刚读的约翰一书一章五节到二章二节。
And it tells us what to do with wrongdoing in order to keep it from becoming unbearable in our life.
所以我们刚读的经文其实是告诉我们在我们日常的生活当中如何来采取什么样的措施当我们犯了一些错误避免让这些错误成为你生命当中无法承受之重。
And so we pick up the account in verse 5, 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light and there is no darkness in him at all.
约翰一书一章五节写道神就是光在他毫无黑暗这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
Now when we fail, the first thing that we need to do is realize that God is light.
当我们失败的时候，我们第一件事需要意识到的，需要警醒的是，神就是光。
In Him is no darkness at all.
在他毫无黑暗。
Now that means that God is transparent.
那说明神是透明的。
That means that God is absolute truth.
神是绝对的真理。
That means that God is totally and completely honest.
神是完全的、绝对的
That means that there's not one speck of deceit in God whatsoever.
神是完全的诚实，在他没有任何一点的欺骗隐瞒。
And that means that God sees all. Nothing escapes him.
所以这说明神能够看到所有的一切，人的心思意念。
And so, we need to be completely honest about ourselves.
所以我们也需要对我们自己完全的诚实。
We need to tell the truth about ourselves.
我们需要对自己说实话。
We need to be willing to admit our failures and wrongdoing.
我们需要对自己承认我们的失败，我们做的一些错事。
We need to acknowledge the fact that we are sinners, and when we've done wrong, that we've sinned.
我们必须，当我们做错的时候，我们必须承认我们是罪人，我们做了一些这些错事。
Verse 6. We are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness, we are not practicing the truth.
第六节这里说到，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
Now, if we're walking in darkness, that is to say, if we're engaging in some kind of wrongdoing and shameful activities,
这里说人在黑暗里行，意思是说我们仍然做一些让我们羞耻的事情。
And that's what the Bible means by darkness.
这就是圣经当中说什么叫在黑暗里行的意思。
Things that are done in secret.
所以一些事情是在隐秘的，可能人看不见。
Things we cover up.
我们想把这些事情给掩埋起来的。
Things we wouldn't want anybody to know about us.
我们不想让别人知道这些事情。
But nevertheless, we're doing them.
但是不管怎么样，我们还是做了这些事情。
And then on top of that, we cloud the truth.
然后我们在这个，因为隐藏这些事情，所以其实我们隐瞒了这个真相。
We try to make people believe that we're better than we are.
我们通过遮掩事实，让别人觉得我们比自己真实的自己更好。
Namely that we're walking with the Lord and we're not in fellowship with the Lord.
别人以为我们与神同行，其实我们没有。
We're living a lie.
我们在活在谎言当中。
We're not practicing the truth.
我们没有践行真理。
We call that being two-faced.
I'm sorry.
Two-faced.
这说是两面人前一面，人后一面。
We're pretending one thing, but we're living another.
所以我们装作是一个样子，其实我们行的是另外一个样子。
And so don't live a life of pretend.
所以不要活一个戴着面具的生活。
Hypertension or high blood pressure has been called the silent killer.
高血压呢曾经被认为被叫做一个沉默的杀手。
But doctors always didn't realize it as that.
但是那个时候呢，医生们还没有意识到这个是一个病需要被医治。
In fact, some doctors used to argue that hypertension was a made-up disorder.
所以那个时候，甚至有些医生争论说，高血压是人们制造编织出来的一个谎言，说是需要身体出了状况。
And that it really didn't need to be treated.
所以根本不需要医治高血压。
For example, in 1931, Dr. J.H. Hay proclaimed.
比如说1963年，有一个医生他曾经宣告。
The greatest danger to a man with high blood pressure lies in its discovery.
对于一个患有高血压的人，他对他来说最危险的就是他发现他有高血压。
Because then some fool is certain to try to reduce it, as if it could be reduced.
所以当他发现有高血压的时候，那么就另外有人，可能是医生，就想要去治这个高血压。
And so this kind of denial led to some tragic results.
所以这样的一个否认呢，造成了一个无法挽回的一些后果。
For example, take the true case of Frank.
所以我们就来说一说一个关于叫法兰克的一个人的一个真实的故事。
Frank was diagnosed with hypertension or high blood pressure in 1937 at the age of 54.
法兰克呢，他在1937年年纪54岁的时候被诊断为有高血压。
At that time, his blood pressure was 162 over 98.
所以他当时的血压值是162/98。
And that was considered by physicians at the time to be mild hypertension.
所以那个时候被医生诊断为是仅仅是非常轻微的高血压。
So no treatment was initiated.
所以当时没有采取任何的治疗措施。
By 1940, Frank's blood pressure was running 180 over 88.
然后到了1940年，他的血压飙升到了180和88。
And in 1941, his pressure was 188 over 105.
然后到了1941年，他的血压变成了188和105。
He was encouraged to cut back on smoking and work, which he didn't do.
所以他被建议他要戒烟，并且减少他的工作时间。
So conditions did not improve.
所以他的身体的状况没有得到任何的改变。
By 1944, his pressure was running higher, and he suffered a series of small strokes.
然后到了1944年，他的血压就变得更高了，他有了好几次小型的中风和心脏衰竭。
And this was followed by some heart failure.
然后他的心脏也衰竭了。
So he was placed on a low salt diet with hydrotherapy, I don't know what that did, and experienced some improvement.
所以然后呢，医生给他建议了让他去吃低盐的饮食，并且做一些水疗。
But by February 1945, his pressure was 260 over 145.
然后到了1945年2月，他的血压飙升到了260和145。
And then on April 12th of 1945, he complained of a severe headache, and his blood pressure measured 300 over 190.
然后在1945年4月的时候，他抱怨他有个很严重的头痛，受不了了。当时他的血压是300和190。
He lost consciousness, and later that day, he died at the age of 63.
然后那天他不再清醒了，失去了意识。那天他就去世了。
Now, Frank is better known as Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the 32nd President of the United States.
所以我们刚刚说的这个法兰克，他在63岁的时候去世，他就是当时的美国总统法兰克·福·罗斯福。
There he is. But denial leads to some devastating results.
所以我们可以看到，否认可以引起一些灾难性的后果。
And so it is with sin.
所以这个同样的也适用于罪。
Whether you promote the lie yourself or choose to believe the so-called experts,
所以你到底是否认罪呢，还是你相信一些所谓专家的一些话？
And by the way, those experts talk about sin today the way the doctors used to talk about high blood pressure years ago.
那些所谓的专家今天如何来谈论罪，就像当年那些医生如何来谈论这些高血压。
It's no big deal, they say.
所以这些专家说没什么，这些罪没什么大不了的。Well,
it is a big deal.
但其实罪是非常有关系的。
We need to be honest about it.
所以我们需要诚实面对。Now,
verse 7 says this, But if we're living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
约翰一书1章7节这里说到，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Now, when we're honest about our failures, it creates the groundwork for fellowship with God and fellowship among God's people.
所以当我们失败的时候，我们愿意去面对，承认我们失败了，我们就开创了这样的一个地基，这样的一个基础，让神有空间进来要在我们身上做工。
And so Jesus can then begin that process of cleaning out all of the sin in our life.
所以耶稣可以 就在那个契机上，耶稣才可以洗净我们一切的罪。
The Greek word for cleanse means to be free from defilement.
洗净这个词，它的希腊语表示不再有污秽。
And it was a word used in Bible days for healing or cleansing of leprosy.
所以在圣经当中，这个词常常用来用在大麻风病人身上，他们被洁净，然后病得医治。
Leprosy is a terrible skin disease.
大麻风是个非常恐怖的一个皮肤病。
It's like skin cancer.
就有点像皮肤癌。
And it's a good illustration of sin in the life of a believer.
所以它是一个很好的一个比喻啊，比喻这个罪如何影响人。
Sin is like cancer.
所以罪就像癌症一样。
And if we want healing from that cancer, if we want to get rid of the sin in our life, then we first have to acknowledge that it's there.
如果我们想癌症得医治，如果我们想除掉我们的罪，我们必须要先承认我们有罪。
A doctor would do no good for you if you have cancer, and if he told you, "Oh, everything's fine. Don't worry about it."
如果你事实上有癌症，但是医生告诉你说没什么大不了的，那样的话，你根本就不会得医治。
To work on a cure, you have to first recognize that you're sick.
想要被医治，必须先承认你生病了。
And then we can apply a remedy.
然后我们才能去进行一些医治的策略。
And so it is when you sin.
所以这个同样的也适用于罪。
You have to acknowledge it.
我们必须承认我们有罪。
Don't cover it up.
不要把它隐藏起来。
Acknowledge your wrongdoing. Say, I have sinned.
必须向神承认我们有罪，我们做了错事。
Then God can apply the remedy of His own Son shed blood to clean you from that sin.
然后神才能让他的儿子耶稣基督在我们身上去除罪，并且赦免我们。
And so when you fail, don't lie to others about yourself.
所以，我们是罪人，不要向别人去撒谎有关我们自己的本相。
And don't lie to yourself about yourself.
所以有关我们自己的本相，我们
saying, everything's okay.
也不要对自己撒谎，自欺欺
人。You're only deceiving yourself.
所以这样你只能自欺欺人。
Verse 8. If we claim that we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth.
第八节这里说到，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
Now it's bad enough when we deceive others.
可能看起来好像我们欺骗别人没什么。
But they say a lie oft told is soon believed, and we begin believing it ourselves.
当一个谎言被说了很多遍，我们自己都相信了。
And we believe we're better off than we really are.
我们可能就相信了我们自己好像像我们外在表现出来的那样好。
Travis Collins is a pastor, and he tells us about a camping trip with his friend Barry Thomas at Shenandoah Lake in Alabama.
一个牧师他讲述了他一次在外面野营的一个经验。
And it began to rain as it invariably does when you're camping.
然后当野营的时候下雨了。
And so Pastor Collins was assigned the duty of gathering firewood.
然后他被布置一个任务就是要去收集一些干的柴火。
But unfortunately everything was wet because of the rain.
但是因为下雨呢所有的木头都是湿湿哒哒的。
So he gathered the driest wood that he could, but it wouldn't burn.
但是他尽力去收集一些干的这些木头，但是没有办法，就是下雨，没有一些木头能够被点着。
His friend Barry was cooking dinner on the Coleman stove.
然后他的朋友在旁边做饭。
But they still wanted the campfire.
但是他们仍然想要用篝火来烧饭。
So Pastor Collins decided that he'd drive down the road about a mile to the ranger station.
然后这个牧师呢，他就开车一英里，想去这个护林员他们这些站去找一些看有没有干的木头。
And see if the rangers could point him in a direction where he could buy a dry firewood.
或者护林员可以给他一些引导，在哪里可以找到这些干的木头。
Well, on his way out of the campground, he noticed another campfire, from which some campers had recently left.
在他四处寻找的时候，他发现有一个地方好像是前面露营的人刚刚走，还有那些烟火刚刚篝火刚刚熄灭。
And there was a hint of smoke rising up from this campfire.
他看见一些篝火刚刚熄灭。
So Pastor Collins thought, well, that wood is certainly dry.
所以他想那个木头肯定已经是干的，可以再被点燃。
So he pulled in and he grabbed a log by its cool end from the fire and he threw it in the back of his truck.
所以然后他就把车开进去然后去把那个木头捡起来扔到他车的 后面。
And he drove the mile or so down to the ranger station.
然后他开车往回开开了一英里想回到护林员的那个站。
Well, as he stopped at the station, he noticed an awful smell and he saw some smoke.
然后当他停车的时候他发现好像有一股比较难闻烧焦的味道然后也看见了浓烟滚滚。
Oh no, he thought, the ranger station is on fire.
他以为护林员那个站着火了。
But then he looked in his rearview mirror.
然后他看了他后视镜。
It wasn't the ranger station that was on fire. It was his truck.
所以不是护林员的这个站着火了，乃是他车后面着火了。
The log in the back of that truck was on fire.
所以他刚刚捡的那根木头引起了这场火灾。
The wind ignited the embers.
所以外面的风把这个刚刚熄灭的这个火星又点燃了。
And it was burning along with the lining of his pickup truck.
所以这个火甚至把他的车后面烧了很难看。
Well, he quickly put the fire out.
然后他赶紧熄灭了火。
But Pastor Collins says, it's a reminder of a day when I saw smoke and flames and assumed that somebody else had a problem.
所以这个牧师后来分享到，每一次他当看到他 后车的这个皮卡车后面的这个印记，被烧伤的印记，他就想到，到底是别人的问题还是他自己有问题。
When in fact he said, I had the problem.
所以他意识到，其实往往在水深火热当中的时候，不是别人的问题，那是他自己有问题。
And you know, when your life is in flames, figuratively speaking,
所以当我们如果有这样的一个图像，一个意象在脑子里的话，当你觉得你生活在水深火热当中，
And you just find yourself having all these problems,
你发现你到处都是麻烦，到处都是问题。
Don't assume that it's somebody else's problem.
不要以为都是别人的问题。
Admit that you have the problem.
承认你自己有问题。
Don't lie to yourself about yourself.
不要自欺欺人。
Instead, come clean and admit your failure.
相应的，你应该要来到神的面前去承认你的罪，然后被神洁净。
Confess your wrongdoing.
向神来说你做了什么错事。
Agree with God that you've sinned and let Him put the fire out.
向神承认你犯罪了，让他来处理你的问题。
And that's what verse 9 says, if we confess our sins to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以第九节这里说到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God does two things when we confess our sins.
当我们认自己罪的时候，神做两件事。
First, He cleans those sins out of our life.
他从我们的生命当中洗净那些罪，这是第一件。
And second, He forgives us of our sin.
第二件，他赦免我们的罪。
Literally, He releases us from our sins.
所以再进一步解释，就是他把我们从这个罪当中释放出来。
He sends us away from our sins, or He removes the sins far from us.
他把我们从罪当中挪开。
He divorces us from our sin.
他让我们与罪分离。
And so do you want to be free from your sin today?
所以你今天想要从罪当中被释放吗？
Then don't lie to yourself, thinking it's no big deal.
所以不要对你自己自欺欺人，不要说这没什么大不了的。
Instead, confess your sin.
反之，我们要来到神的面前来认罪。
Say the same thing as God says about your sin, namely that it is wrong.
所以就是向神说我们做了什么样的错事。
Agree with God, you have sinned.
从神的眼光来看我们自己。
And He promises that He'll release you from the sin.
所以他应许他会把我们从自己的
罪当中释放出。He'll
set you free. 他会让我们得自由。
Now, when God says that He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness, it's just more than releasing you from the punishment of sin.
当神说他会赦免我们罪的时候，不光光只是把我们从罪的后果。
It's releasing you from the practice of sin itself.
不光光是从罪的后果和惩罚当中释放出来，他也是让我们从不再有犯罪的欲望。
In other words, God will work in you and take away the desire to sin.
所以他也会让你不再有犯罪的欲望。
Walking in the light.Removes you from the kind of activity that you would otherwise head toward. You lose interest in it.
所以让你把你挪到光中，意味着你不再有兴趣，不再有这个想法，想要去犯罪。
When you trust Christ as your Savior, God declares you not guilty.
所以当你相信耶稣是救你脱离罪的救主的时候，神对你宣判无罪。
Now that means that every sin that you have committed, or will ever commit is erased from your permanent record.
所以那意味着曾经你所有你犯过的罪和将来你要犯的罪都将从你的生命册上被抹除。
The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
正如罗马书八章一节这里写道，那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
Now that's a judicial forgiveness.
这个就是法律意义上的合为无罪。
The judge of the universe declares the believer in Jesus innocent of all charges that are brought against him or her.
宇宙的这个宣判官啊，对于你曾经所做过的事情宣告无罪。
But 1 John 1:9 isn't talking about that kind of thing.
但是刚刚读的约翰一书一章九节并不是说那样的罪。
1 John 1:9 is saying that God begins the process of removing you from the sin itself in your life.
这里的赦免是指神开始在你生命当中做工，把你从罪中挪去。
And that's what we want. We want God to begin that process of removing some of those sin habits that we have.
所以刚刚说的就是我们并不是圣经当中说的不是仅仅法律上意义的，神是要在你生命当中真正做工，把你从罪中挪去。
And so come clean with God.
所以来到神的面前得
洁净。Admit your failure.
然后承认你的你的那些失败，你的错。
Tell God your weaknesses.
然后告诉神你的那些软弱。
And let Him help you overcome them.
让神来帮助你来克服那些软弱。
It could start a revival in your life as well as in the church.
所以他会在你的生命当中复兴，也会复兴教会。
That's what happened in Korea in the early 1940s.
在早期的1940年，那样的复兴就曾经在南韩发生过。
God used a woman to bring many Christian leaders and thousands of members of the Korean church to a state of revival.
所以当时神使用这样的一个女士阿丽达，她复兴了南韩很多的基督徒以及教会。
Her name was Miss Alida Jacobs.
所以这位女士的名字叫阿丽达·雅各布斯。
And Miss Jacobs wasn't satisfied with the general confession that people made, where they would say, "Oh God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sin."
所以这位当时这位女士她所推动的是不要满足于仅仅这样的悔改祷告，说主啊，我犯罪了，我是个罪人。
She'd hand out a pencil and paper.And she'd ask the people to write down the specific sins that they need to confess.
所以她请求每一个基督徒拿出一张纸和笔，然后写出他们的具体的罪。
For example, her dealings with a Presbyterian missionary went like this.
比如说她跟一个宣教士有这样的一个对话。
And it was typical of what she asked people to do.
这是她常常惯例会跟人怎么对话的。
So Miss Jacobs would ask, "Have you considered Matthew 6:33, where it says, 'Seek ye first the kingdom of God'?"
所以这个艾丽达她问到这个宣教士说，你有没有思考过马太福音六章三十三节，要先求神的国
？And the missionary, we'll call him Mr. X, would respond, "Well, yeah, I preach on that subject all the time."
所以这个宣教士，我们暂且称他为 X 先生。他说，有，我常常讲这个。
So Miss Jacobs then asked, "Are you willing to face this truth squarely and see if you're actually seeking God's will first in all things in your life?"
所以，阿丽达女士继续问道：“你愿意直面这个真理，并查验你是不是真的在所有的事上都先求神的意志？”
So the missionary, after reflecting, would say, "Well, I suppose I'm not seeking God first in everything."Yeah, I'll have to admit, I'm not always putting Christ first in my life.
所以这个宣教士他沉思了一会儿说，我想我没有在所有的事情上都先来寻求神。是的，我得承认我的生命当中并不总是把基督放在首位。
So Miss Jacobs would say, "Now Mr. X, or the missionary, since you say that you have preached this truth frequently, and you now recognize that you're not fulfilling it in your life,What would you consider anyone who, while urging someone else to do something, but is not doing it himself?"
所以阿丽达继续问到这个宣教士说 ，X 先生，现在既然你说你常常宣讲这个真理，同时你也意识到你并没有总在你的生命生活当中去践行这个真理，你怎么看待那种让别人去遵行去做一些事，自己却做不到的人呢
？So the missionary would say, "Oh, well, he'd be a hypocrite."
所以这个宣教士说道，伪君子。
And Miss Jacobs said, "Well, then, how would you characterize yourself?"
所以阿丽达就问，继续问道，说，那你怎么看你自己呢
？And the missionary would have to answer, "A hypocrite."
所以，然后宣教士说到我是个伪君子。
And so Miss Jacob would say, "Would you please write that down on your paper? You're a hypocrite."
所以，然后艾丽达继续问到，你愿不愿意把这个写下来说你是一个伪君子
？And so the missionary wrote down.
所以宣教士将这个写下来了。
I'm a hypocrite.
我是一个伪君子。
And soon he had a long list of sins like that by Miss Jacob's prodding.
所以经过这样的对话艾丽达一直在挑战他的一些问题，所以他发现他这个 list 这个清单写了很长很长。
And being a follower of Jesus Christ, it broke his heart.
所以作为一个基督徒，作为一个耶稣的门徒，他发现自己有这样的罪，他心里很痛。
But how grateful he was after repenting and confessing it to have a deep peace and just a sense of God's forgiveness.
但是他面对他这张清单，然后他做深深的悔改。他是无比的感恩，因为神愿意饶恕，愿意赦免他这样一个罪人。
And so, do you want that deep sense of peace and release from your sins?
所以你想不想要，也要这样深深的平安和从你自己的罪当中被释放出来
？Then don't be afraid to face them squarely.
所以不需要害怕，不需要担心去直面这些罪。
Admit them specifically to God.
所以向神承认你具体的罪。
He loves you more than you could ever know.
这个神他比你所能知道的爱来深爱你。
Paul Westfall, the former coach for the Seattle Sonics basketball team, put it this way.
保罗·威斯特菲尔他是西雅图一支篮球队的教练。
He said, "Being a Christian is not an ego thing."
他说，当基督徒不是一个关于自我的一个事情。
A lot of people accuse Christians of claiming salvation and then thinking that that makes them better than anybody else.
很多人以为基督徒承认他们是基督徒，那是因为他们好像在外让别人看起来他们比别人更好。
It's just the opposite, says Mr. Westfall.
其实事实正好相反。
Christians simply know that they have a sin problem, and they know who can fix it.
基督徒是这样一个群体的人，他们知道他们有罪的问题，并知道谁能处理罪的问题。
And so go to God with the shameful things that you have done. Don't try to hide them.
所以将那些你觉得羞耻的事情带到神的面前，不要去隐藏去。
Don't lie to others about yourself.
不要对别人关于你自己到底如何去撒谎。
Don't lie to yourself about yourself.
关于你自己的本相，你不要自欺欺人，不要欺骗自己。
Don't try to lie to God about yourself.
也不要去试图欺骗神。
Don't make God a liar by insisting on your innocence.
所以不要让你自己成为一个撒谎的人，一直说你自己无罪是无辜的。
Verse 10 says this: If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that His word has no place in our hearts.
第十节这里说到，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
Research psychologists have found that there are at least three situations when we are not ourselves.
心理学家他们的一些研究发现，在三种情形下，我们不是我们自己。
First, they say the average person puts on airs when he visits the lobby of a fancy hotel.
第一种情形是一般人在高档宾馆的大堂的时候会装腔作势。
And then they say found that the typical woman.Will try to hide her emotions and trick the salesman when she enters a new car showroom.
所以第二种情形是，女人在新车展厅里一般会隐藏她的情绪，并跟销售员耍一些计谋。
She's trying to get him to lower the price.
她的目的是想要销售员能够在价格上有一些让步。
And then third, he says, as we take our seat in church or synagogue, we try to fake out the Almighty that.We've really been good all week.
所以第三种情形是，当我们坐在教会或者犹太会堂里，我们会在全能者面前装作我们这一周都表现良好。
And so, who are we kidding?
所以我们到底在欺骗谁呢？到底在开什么玩笑呢
？God already knows we haven't been good all week.
神显然是知道我们这一周表现到底怎么样。
So quit trying to fool him.
所以不要欺骗神。
Bobby Moore was the England soccer captain who received the World Cup from Queen Elizabeth when England won the trophy in 1966.
鲍比·莫尔是1966年在英国他赢得一些奖杯的一个那个队的队长。
An interviewer later asked him how he would describe meeting the Queen.
所以后来一些记者采访他跟女王见面是什么感觉？
And he talked about how terrified he was as he approached the Queen.
所以他分享到说，当他接近快要跟女王握手的时候，他非常极度
Because
的
he
紧张，
noticed that she was wearing white gloves.
因为他看见女王她戴着白色的手套，
And he would have to shake hands with her.
然后他将要为女王和女王握手，
But his hands were covered with the mud from the fields.
但是他刚刚打完比赛，他这个手上全都是泥巴。
And so as he walked along the balcony toward the Queen, he kept wiping his hands on his shorts.
所以他当他走向这个走道要去跟女王握手的时候，他不停的把他手擦在他的短裤上，想要把他手擦得干净。
And then on the velvet cloth that was in front of the royal box.
然后在那个就是皇家这些这个台子面前，
He was desperately trying to get himself clean.
所以他绝望似的想要让自己变得干干净净的。
But he didn't fool the king, queen, she saw it all.
但是他没有办法欺骗女王，因为女王看到了一切。
And you know, you and I can't fool God either.
所以你和我根本也没有办法去愚弄神，因为神知道一切。
He sees it all.
所以他能看见我们所有的
So don't lie to yourself about yourself.
所以不要对自己撒谎。
Don't lie to others about yourself.
对于我们的本相，不要对别人撒谎。
And don't try to lie to God about yourself.
也不要试图想要去欺骗神。
Instead, realize that God is light.
所以要时时警醒，神就是光。
And he sees all.
他看见所有一切。
Nothing is hid from him.
没有什么可以在他面前被隐瞒。
He knows the truth.
他知道真相。
So be completely honest about yourself.
所以对我们自己完全的诚实。
And then trust Jesus to defend you.
然后我们要信靠耶稣会保护你，会为你辩护。
Rely on Jesus to protect you from the long-term consequences of wrongdoing.
所以相信耶稣会知道如何处理长期所带来因罪带来的一个结果。
Look at this at verse 1 of chapter 2. My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous.
约翰一书二章一节这里写道，我小子们呢，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者，耶稣基督。
Now when you sin, trust Jesus to be your advocate.
所以当你犯罪的时候，我们有一位中保，是耶稣基督。
That word in the Greek means to come along one side to help.
关于中保这个希腊词呢，它代表是在你身边帮助你的人，比如说律师可以代表你说话。
In Bible days, it describes someone who would stand beside the accused in a court of law.
所以在圣经时代中保就是一个完完全全就是站在你旁边来为你代言、代表你说话的人。
In other words, an advocate is one's lawyer who speaks on his or her behalf.
所以换句话说，中保就是好像一个律师，律师代表你说话。
And that's what Jesus does for us in God's court of heaven.
所以在神天堂当中的这样的一个审判台前耶稣就是这样一个中保，就是站在我们旁边带我们说话的一个中保。
When Satan accuses us before God,
当撒旦在神面前指控我们的时候，
Jesus stands there right beside us to answer in our defense.
所以耶稣就站在我们旁边为我们辩护，回答一切的问题。
And he pleads with God on our behalf.
他为我们在神面前为我们代求。
And God always listens to his son.
所以神总是听他儿子耶稣的声音。
The news reported that a Florida priest was murdered, appealed before beyond the grave, before he had actually died, for the alleged killer to be shown mercy.
所以佛罗里达有一个报纸曾经报道过关于一个牧师被杀整个事情的来龙去脉。
In a letter written 22 years before his murder, Reverend Rennie Robert requested that whoever took his life be spared execution, no matter how heinous their crime or how much he may have suffered.
所以这个雷内罗伯特牧师呢，在他受害前的22年之前，他曾经写下类似遗嘱的一个话，说要求，不管在任何情形下，任何人如果是有罪的杀害了他，那请求法庭不要给他死刑。
Well, the body of 71-year-old Father Robert of St. Augustine, Florida, was found riddled with bullets in Georgia in April 2016.
所以在后来的22年之后他被发现他被杀害身上满是枪眼。
An authority said he was killed days earlier by a man, Stephen Murray, who Father Roberts had been trying to help for months.
所以记者后来发现呢这个当尸体发现的时候这个牧师已经被枪杀很久了有一段日子了。这个他被枪杀的这个谋害者呢叫 Stephen Murray, 是曾经想要牧师发出呼求想要请牧师帮忙的。
Mr. Murray had asked the priest for a ride to Jacksonville, Florida.
所以莫里想要牧师给他一个就是送他去一个地方。
He then murdered him.
然后莫里谋杀了牧师。
And the prosecutor was pushing for the death penalty for Mr. Murray.
然后检察官在法庭上一直想要尽力争取宣判莫里死刑。
But in 1995, Rennie had signed a declaration of life document, which witnessed and was notarized by a lawyer.
但是在1995年，这个牧师他曾经就签署过这样一个文件，当时有律师和见证人在场，这份文件是有效的。
And Father Robert wrote, I request that the person found guilty for my killing not be subject to or put in jeopardy of the death penalty under any circumstances.
所以这个牧师当时在这个声明当中写到，关于对于这个将来会谋杀我的这样一个人，不管他谋杀情形有多令人发指，有多糟糕，都请不要宣判他死刑。
Now, Father Robert had devoted his life to helping society's most troubled people.
所以这个牧师呢，他的意向是觉得神让他去服侍那些世上可能比较低层的总是有一些问题的人。
Including convicts and the mentally afflicted.
基本上都是那些精神上有些问题的人。
The Archbishop said of him, he was well aware for the potential violence that might involve his ministry.
所以他其实是深深的清楚的意识到他当他加入这些事工的时候他一定会将来会被暴力或者是被枪杀。
But he cared for those people nevertheless.
但是他对那个群体弱势群体有非常深的一个负担。
And so Murray, the convicted murderer, appealed for forgiveness.
所以他为这个谋杀者莫里他其实是为他有请求请愿。不管将来情形如何都不要宣判他为死刑。
And he noted Father Robert's own words.
所以他甚至写这样一个书面的文件。
And he said, if anybody loves Father Rene, they'll forgive me because he was a man of God and forgiveness is forgiveness.
所以莫里其实也知道牧师当年写过这样一个声明所以他当时在法庭上他也引用牧师的这段话说不管任何人都应该要原谅我。赦免我。
Well, as it turned out, Stephen Murray was given life imprisonment, perhaps as a result of Father Robert's plea. I don't know.
所以穆里后来最后宣判的没有死刑，乃是终身监禁。所以这个结果到底是不是因为牧师所写的这份声明，我不知道。
But I do know that heaven's courts always listen to Jesus' plea.
但我所知道的是在天堂这个法庭当中神总是听耶稣的声音。
And when you sin, realize that God is light.
当你意识到神就是光。
Be completely honest about yourself.
我们需要对我们自己完全诚实。
And trust Jesus to be your advocate, your lawyer.
信靠耶稣会成为你的中保会为你辩护。
And then trust Jesus as your offering for sin.
那么信靠耶稣是为你的罪所献上的祭。
Depend on him as his sacrifice on the cross as payment for your sin.
他上十字架乃是为你的罪我的罪付上这样的一个代价。
Verse 2 says, he himself is a sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of all the world.
约翰一书二章二节这里说到，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
Jesus is the sacrifice that atones for our sins.
耶稣就是那要去除去我们罪的这样的一个祭物。
And that's to say that his death on the cross satisfies the righteous requirements of God's law.
所以耶稣在十字架上受死，满足了神律法公义的要求。
You see, God's law demands the death penalty. The wages of sin is death.
所以你看到神的律法要求罪的代，罪的工价就是死。
And so Jesus died in our place.
所以耶稣代替我们去死了。
He paid the penalty for our sin.
他为我们付上了赎价。
He satisfied God's law's demands.
他的受死满足了神律法公义的要求。
And so now God can demonstrate his love for you.
所以神在这里，神的爱就向我们显明了。
And for anyone who depends on Jesus as their advocate in offering for sin.
所以任何在耶稣基督里信靠耶稣基督的，都已经被耶稣挽回。
Ron Rand's book for fathers who are in heaven.
所以朗兰德他有一本书这本书的书名叫对于那些不在天堂的父亲们。
Tells the story of a father named Michael, who usually took his family out every week to see a movie or a sporting event or some kind of activity.
所以书中写了一个叫做麦克的父亲，他常常每个周末都会带他的家人去看一场电影然后或者是在家里包一些爆米花。
And when they came home, they made a fire in the fireplace and they popped popcorn.
然后他们回到家之后，他们就点上壁炉，然后他们做一些爆米花。
Well, during one of those evenings on the drive home, little Billy made a real pest of himself in the car.
所以当有一天回家的时候，他的一个小儿子叫 Billy 的在车上做了一些不好的事情。
And so he was sent to his bedroom while the rest of the family had popcorn.
所以这个父亲呢，就将他的儿子让他回房间面壁思过，然后其他家人呢就在楼下炸爆米花。
And after the family had the fire going and the popcorn was ready, Michael, the father, went back to Billy's room.
然后当壁炉温暖的燃起的时候，家人们都已经手里捧着爆米花的时候，这个叫 Michael 的父亲就走到他儿子的房间。
And he said, Billy, you go out with the others. I'll stay here and take your punishment.
然后他对他儿子说Billy, 你下去和其他人在一起去吃爆米花，然后我在你的房间来带你受过。
And that's what Jesus did for you and me.
这就是可以类比为耶稣为我们做了什么。
He took our punishment so we can enjoy the fellowship with God and with his family.
所以耶稣为我们的罪付上了代价，以至于我们可以跟神和好，可以跟神的家人们在一起，享受神的同在。
So when you sin, realize that God is light.
所以当你犯罪的时候，要意识到警醒。
He sees it all, nothing escapes him.
神就是光，他能看见一切，在他毫无隐藏。
And be completely honest about yourself.
对我们自己完全诚实。
Trusting Jesus to defend you.
信靠耶稣会为你辩护。
And his sacrifice on the cross as payment for your sin.
他在耶稣在十字架上所付出的赎价，是为了挽回我们，做了挽回祭。
I like the way Tim Keller, a pastor and author, put it.
我很喜欢这个牧师提姆·凯勒他说的一句话。
He said, here's the gospel.
他说福音是什么呢？
You're more sinful than you could ever dare to believe.
你远比你所敢想象的更有罪。
But you're more loved than you ever dared hope.
然而与此同时呢，你也远比你所敢想象的更被爱。
So there's no reason to hide your sin.
所以我们没有任何的理由去隐藏我们的罪。
Instead, bring it into God's light so that he can heal you from it.
所以应该将你的罪带到神的光中，让他可以医治你。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love for us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你对我们无比的爱。
And everyone here would have to acknowledge I have sinned against God.
我们在座的每一位都需要在你面前承认我们向你犯了罪。
Help us to be specific with those sins and name them.
帮助我们能够在你面前真的是具体的去写下具体的罪，并且去写明是什么。
Because you promise if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为你应许我们若认自己的罪，你是信实的，你必将赦免我们的一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And that's what we pray. In your forgiveness, take away our desire for sin.
所以我们来到你面前祷告，求你除去我们一切想要犯罪那些欲望。
And so, Lord, help us to be honest with you.
主啊，帮助我们能够对你诚实。
And not to cover things up.
不要去试图遮掩任何的事情。
But to get things out in the open and underneath your light.
所以将所有的事情都来放在你的光照之下。
And find forgiveness and healing.
然后在你当中找到赦免和医治。
And this I pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Sure, sir.